Hey Shabbat, 1st of February, Dine Elimelech Ben Zeta, trading in forbidden foods.
Good morning, Rabbi Say. Always such a tremendous pleasure to be here that whenever I come here, I have a taina, and that is, it's been too long. It's been too long? For me, at least, it's been too long. We go into 90%, I looked up the shurim that we shared here. 90% of the shurim are based on shilas, on actual shilas. That is what I think makes it all the more gishmak, all the more. 10% was purely theoretical, and what I'm going to share with you today is a shayla was asked exactly 1 year ago regarding someone who is a frumiyad. The shayla came to me from South America. Someone who is a frumiyad, and for many years, maybe 15 years, he worked in the kosher meat business, and he ascended and became one of the top professionals in his field, from procuring the right cattle all the way to implementing the production and even designing, building the shops, the meat shops themselves, so that they looked nice, they looked appealing, a place where you want to go to buy your meat. And he was, Baruch Hashem, he was very, very successful in what he did. Now, the country was hit by a recession, which is very cyclical in South America. It happens every 6 months in one country or another. And he was laid off. And Parnosse became an issue, and he was struggling with Parnosse. This is someone who has 3 kids, a frumiyad, Irishamayim, living a properly kosher life is very expensive, as we know. His wife is a doctor, and all of a sudden, from one day to the other, she became the only one bringing parnosse to the family. Eishes Chayil into proper Eishes Chayil, never complained. Now, this person is very capable, very knowledgeable, was doing well, and all of a sudden he finds himself in a situation in which he can't bring parnosse home. Now, given that he was very well known in the meat industry, 2 businessmen, 2 investors approached him with the following proposition, saying, even though we know that there is a financial crisis going on, but this financial crisis is not affecting, by the way, there are 2 kosher butchers in this place, and the one under his management went from being a startup to having the greater share of the market. That is how successful he was. So 2 businessmen approached him and said, we know there is a crisis going on, there is a financial crisis, but not in our niche market for very expensive prime cuts of meat. We have 2 shops and we want to develop another 46 shops around the country, because we see that there is a market for what we're doing, and we want you to come on board and work with us. And we give you 3 possibilities. You can come on as a partner. Your knowledge will be your investment in the business, and you become a partner of the business, and you will have 10% of the business, and you will be the managing partner. You come on as an employee, full-out employee, or as an external consultant, and you bill us for whatever it is that you've consulted, and we'll pay you. Now, are we talking about kosher meat or non-kosher meat over here?
Surely non-kosher.
Non-kosher meat. You're not going to open another 46 shops in a country to sell kosher meat. You're completely right. It's treifer meat. Now, on one hand, we have this father of 3, husband, who's been providing for his family, and all of a sudden he's out of a job in a very limited market. Competition is not going to hire him. The kosher competition is not going to hire him. Why? Because he's the one who came from the competition, who built a larger, more successful business and took business away from them. So his possibilities in the kosher industry at that moment were non-existent. And the only business proposal or possibility of being employed was by these two goyim, very good, these two goyim who traded in prime cuts of treifas, unavailas. So, moreover, I now extend, he's been waiting for the tshuva for a year, and the tshuva is in your hands. What do we tell him?
I hope he gave an answer before that.
What?
I hope he gave him an answer.
No, he's been given the answer.
He shouldn't become a partner, can just be a worker.
What's the shala?
Can he work? Can he become a partner? Should he be a consultant? Or he can't do anything at all because we're talking about machlis asuris.
Is there any issa in trading?
The issa is owning. The issa probably is having a share of it.
Is there any
issa?
What's one of the
asuris?
Is there an
issa? Is there an issa to sell bosa and avela to a goy?
Is there an issa to sell bosa and avela to a goy?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It
depends if you're Mrs. Stacy Cohen back then or Mr. Stacy Cohen.
What
very good question. What is the Isser? Is there an Isser in trading in forbidden foods? In Machlas Asuris.
Isn't the Isser something to do with earning money from Shabbos?
Yes, that's the feature.
What, if he becomes a partner, but not necessarily if he's an employee?
Trade on Shabbos, the shops open on Shabbos.
It will open on Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tov it will be open.
That's different.
It's Galua, it's Galua.
Maybe because there's a risk that the Eid may pass.
It's not very stubborn.
Says Shulchan Aruch. Says the Heilige Shulchan Aruch in Yeridah, Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, 117, Zif Aleph, Zog, the Shulchan Aruch Hazoi, Kol Davar She'osur Min HaToyre, Af Al Pi She'mutar Be'anoe, everything which is in a Torah prohibition, even though it is mutar to derive pleasure, or derive benefit, not pleasure, benefit from it. If it is a food, osur la'asois bois choyro. Osur la'asois bois choyro. You can't do business with it. So for a Shulchan Aruch. What do we do now? We slam the door on his face and say, go do something else.
The consultant.
Are you saying that a consultant is not part of the business? He's external. But would this be considered as if his parnosis is coming from? And he's there. If he's there in the office, does it make it? Is there any nafkamina? Is there any difference? If he's there in the business, is there? They give him a desk, and he's sitting by his desk, and he's working. Paul and Peter, who's sitting there, don't know that this Moshe is not going to have the contract signed and placed on top of his desk to say, "I'm simply a consultant. I have nothing to do with." Says Shulchan Aruch. Also, lasso is boys choido. Oi, le alvois. Even, you can't. Veafilu lignoise uleachilu le poyalav oivde koechovim osur. And even to sell it, or buy it, so that you feed your. Which is another question that I get asked. Can I give dreifa meat to my non Jewish workers? Someone who needs to provide lunch for his staff. Kamaruk says he can't.
Consultant is not doing any business.
and he's doing nothing. He's giving answers to going what they are doing.
Now, so we also need to quantify here that we have, on one hand, we have unemployment. On the other hand,
does it make a difference?
That is the basis of the question. If it makes a difference, the person doesn't have a source of parnosa. On one hand, we have unemployment, and whatever comes with unemployment, his impossibility or inability to provide for his family. On the other hand, we have employment, we have consultancy, and we have partnership. And each one of them will be more lucrative than the other. It stands to reason that someone who has the stability of being fully employed by a company will feel more at ease and will be able to better plan his future than someone who is doing a 3-month consultancy, for example. Someone who is a partner will get a share of the profits and has a vested interest in the company. Okay.
So what's the reason for the ISA?
Oh, what is the reason for the ISA? Very good. Revianchius always asks for the ISA. What's the reason for this prohibition? There must be a reason. Very good. Or maybe it's a Xeris HaKosov. If it is a Xeris HaKosov, then we don't need. If it is a decree, Mina Shemayim, what's going on that this can't be done? That's only if it's a deraisa. But otherwise, there must be a reason for the ISA. So the Shach, very good. Revianchius always. The Shach in Sifkoton Beis gives us the reason. And I'll share the reason with you now. Atam, Farfus, what is the reason? Shemayavui le'echol mehen. Maybe he will come and eat it. Maybe he will end up eating treifos and avelas. Aval yimeinu moichet le'tzerech achilo le'ika le'migzar de'davka k'shomoichet le'tzerech achilo ika le'migzar. Shemayavui le'echol mehen. Kevin shu moichet le'achilo. If he's selling something that is not, and that is why the Shach is quantifying here, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that this Isser applies if we're talking about food? Because we're talking about something that will be sold and will be eaten. If it is not going to be eaten, says the Shach, then there is no reason why this should be Osir. What?
Yeah.
The worker himself, or the owner of the business, if he's trading in Machlos Osiris, if he's trading in forbidden foods, the Shach, what does the Shach say? The Shach says he may come to, and at the end he will end up eating it. He will eat it. Says that, that's what the Shach is saying. And there is another reason. There's another reason, says the Shach, which is people will suspect him. Even if he doesn't eat, he will be suspected. Yachshuv, people will think, kishim, shesoichlin letzorechila, just like he's selling for the sake of eating, kach u oichel mehin, lekach. And people will think, he's selling. So two prohibitions, says the Shach. One prohibition is maybe he will come and the other one is people will. So the first one is a gezera that he shouldn't do it. If we remember the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, the gezera Shemayate, you remember the gezera Shemayate, the candles, maybe he will come to tilt the candles, yeah? And the Tana said, it will never happen to me until he tilted. That is one reason. The other reason is people will come to suspect him of doing this. It's a prohibition of Marisai, it's a prohibition of Chashad. And if you look up on Torah Way, 2-3 years ago, one of our shiurim was precisely on the definition and the difference between Chashad, being suspected of, and Marisai, giving the impression of. It is available on Torah Way. Now, so up to this point, what would you say? It is Osir, right? Up to this point, we can only say it is Osir. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Kedarko Yakodesh, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechet Tzadik, Bekoshel Broche, In Yeridea Chelek Aleph, Siman Nun Aleph, Yeridea 1, chapter 51, deals with a Shaila. He was asked, quite interestingly, he was asked to confirm a psak. Someone wrote a psak, sent it to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and asked Rav Moshe, please can you tell me if this psak is correct? So the Shaila was a frum yid in New York, who only found one employment, one job. He became a driver, a delivery truck driver for a pork chops company. He was delivering pork. So the questioner, who was a frum yid, Yir Shamayim, frum yid, he asks his Rav, can I do this? And the Rav paskens in one way and then asks Rav Moshe, so Rav Moshe, could you please tell me if I got this right?
What did the Rav say?
He said it was completely mutter. Completely mutter. Completely okay, no problem at all. Can be the delivery, the driver of this truck. Why? Okay. Says Rav Moshe, listen to the sweet words of Rav Moshe Feinstein. B'davar Moshe Oira, Kvit Virasi, according to, with relation to your Psak Din, Le Agalon, that this driver, Shemutar Loi Leoilich Basar Chazir, that it is mutter for him to distribute, to deliver pork meat. Why? Because he has no ownership of the forbidden food. He has no ownership of the forbidden food. Says Rav Moshe, it looks in my eyes that your psak is completely correct. What is the provision? Very good. So Rav Moshe addresses your question. He knew. Rav Moshe was so heiliger, he knew you were going to ask this question. And he addresses your question over here.
What was the question?
Maybe he will come and eat it. What is the problem? Maybe we're talking about the yid with Yir Shamayim, but so was the Shach. The Shach was also writing his commentaries for Eden with a bonticum of Yir Shamayim. And the Shach was worried, maybe he will come to eat it. Says Rav Moshe, like this. And this that you mentioned in the Shach. You mentioned in the Shach in Sifkot and Beis. Maybe he will come to eat it. The Shach is talking that maybe he will come to eat it. Or maybe, or he gives, it's a problem of Marisain. Says Rav Moshe, Eino klum. Zgurnisht. Says nothing. It's nothing we should be concerned about. Chada once a the ein shayach gzeira zu bemoilich upoyel deha eino shiloi. Says the gzeira has nothing to do with this employee who is not an owner of the business. He's not an owner of the business. Yes. He says he's not an owner of the business. Eino shiloi. It's not his. And we could say that if we want to suspect this person is Geneva, maybe he's a Ganef, maybe he will steal from the owner. But Cheskaskashu is an erliche person. He's an honest person. Why should we suspect that he will come to steal? If he was suspected of stealing, of being a Ganef, then he wouldn't be entrusted with the merchandise in the first place. Velo yochal af im hayadavar mutter, and he will not eat it, even if it is something that is mutter, even if it is something with the best possible lecture, he will not eat it, says Rav Moshe. Vegam ishera, vegam isyare mibalim, and he will also fear the owner of the business. Why? Kishiyechzal miyamida o miyamishkal, because if the measurement or the weight is different veloy yafsid baze umanusoy kesheignoy veyochal mima shemoylich veoyseh peulah. And he will not risk losing his job over this. Why? Because if he went out to deliver, had 10 deliveries, 100 kilos of pork meat, and then he makes 9 deliveries, someone is bound to call head office and say, listen, I'm still waiting on my pork chops that have not come. Now, who are they going to blame? The poor Yid, who is the driver. So is the driver going to risk his source of income over pork meat? So says the Moshe, no. Will not happen. It will not happen. Yeah. Someone asked, but this situation is the person was already working as a delivery driver, and he asked the question. So maybe we could say this is bidyevet, the person is already in this situation, and then he asks the question and he gets the psak. Someone asked Rav Chaim Ovadia, Zecher Tzadik V'Kosh V'Rocha, if he could become a... I'll read you the Shaila. It's in Yabia Oimer, Chelek Dalet, Yeridea Simon Vov. Says Chaim Ovadia Zatzal, Nishalti mi'adam irei shamayim. I've been asked by someone who is in Yir Shamayim, Shemechusar Parnose, who is lacking Parnose, Zman Memushach, for a long time already, this person is lacking Parnose. Uka'et nizdamin loy la'avoid ketabach b'misada shel goyim. And now he's been given the possibility of becoming a chef. He was a chef. He was offered a position as a chef in a goyish restaurant. And it will be within the scope of his responsibilities to cook treifas and nevelis. Is it mutter for him to cook for these non-Jews? Is it mutter? Because we will say, maybe he will come to eat it. Maybe it is related to the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph. And he will, and the Shach, maybe he will eat it. Or maybe nothing will come of it and we shouldn't worry.
Or maybe Yid will come to the restaurant.
That is not his concern. That is not his concern at all. That is the person's on Cheshbon who will be Shalom. Because what? Are you saying that people will say, if so and so is a chef there. No. This is
old age homes. They sell the food.
Nah, I would not. Max, I would not go to that. Especially if we're talking about someone who's been lacking parnassa for a very long time, I would not go to. What? Very good. Chaim Ovadia addresses this issue, addresses this question of Basar B'Cholov. But Basar B'Cholov, it's quite interesting. Listen to this. Because Basar B'Cholov says the Shulchan Aruch in Simon, in Yoredea Simon Pei Zayin. You caught me off guard here. But it is Simon Pei Zayin, Shulchan Aruch. If I'm not mistaken, it's Seif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says there that it is only Osir to cook Basar Behema Tehoira, B'Cholov Behema Tehoira. Midiraisa. And even Midrabot, why? So says the Rambam, and brings the Dogon Mirvavo, brings on the Daf, quoting from the Rambam, that Bosser Be'im, Bosser Treif, with milk, has no problem at all. Why? Because Chanaro says, when the Torah says, it means it is kosher meat that can be eaten on its own with kosher milk that can be eaten on its own, so says the Dogon Mirvavo, and the Rambam, and the Poskim say that Bedi'evet, we can be soimech on this. Okay? So that there may not be a problem about the column. Let me continue on this very subject. What if he tastes?
Is it the case of Chef
Baltasar? Chef Baltasar? Chef. Very good. Okay. Now, so Chaim Ovadia ends up by saying that he could take the job. Chaim Ovadia, it is a lengthy tshuva Once again, it is Yabia Oimer, Chelik Dalit, Yeredea, Simon Vov. When you have the time, maybe Ben Azmanin, please read. It's a fantastic tshuva, really meaty. We're not worried about that. So Chamavadia, at the end, Chamavadia says it is mutter, but Kederech HaSfaradim, Ravadia ends the tshuva with a brocha. Says, and I'll give you a bracha, that may you be able to find work that is fitting for someone who is in Yerushalayim like you, that you should not have to deal with this, that, and the other. Now, based on all of this, and other things, because we have 5 minutes until, and we should better reach a conclusion, I paskened, there are many, many, many Piskei Halachos involved in this. One is, can he be a consultant? Can he be an employee of the business? And can he become a shutter for the business? So, regarding being a partner, Ramosh Tenbuch, in Shubas Ve'anogis, Chelek Beis, Siman Shin Ein Beis, Ramosh Tenbuch, when he was a rav in South Africa, he was asked a question by a Baal Tshuva, who became a Baal Tshuva after owning a food factory that dealt in Trevzum Unavelis, but he owned one third of the factory, 33% of the shares of the factory. So he asked Rav Moshe, what do I do now? And Rav Moshe Tenbuch said, Bedieved Mutter. And he brings the reasons. He brings the Maran Shik, he brings the Imri Eish, and Yeredea Sif Chof. He says, Bedieved Mutter. Now, if he's saying Bedieved Mutter, being a partner in this business, it means Lekatchila shouldn't be done. Now, the question I was asked is, Lekatchila, can I do this Lekatchila? So Lekatchila, becoming a partner, I was very misupak. Very misupak. Becoming an employee, taking up employment, or becoming a consultant, I came to the conclusion that it was completely mutter. Completely mutter. For the reasons we've mentioned, for the Igros Moshe, based on the Igros Moshe, based on the Yabia Oimer, it is clear to me that the Shach, when the Shach is saying it, there is a possibility the person will come and eat it, the Shach is talking about the owner. The Shach is talking about someone who, if he does it, no one is going to be upset with him, and he's not going to lose his job over it. Yes, sir.
Being a partner, he'll have revenue coming in, and being an employee, he'll have revenue coming in.
No, being an employee, he will have a salary,
yeah,
that has to be paid irrespective of the company's revenue. So his salary, even though it can be paid from the company's revenue, if the company has any revenue, if the company has no revenue, he still needs to be paid. Those monies still need to be there. So the source. Now, being a partner, I was very mistook.
Could it happen that the company is giving the employees cheap or free meat?
No, he's not taking. He doesn't take. So he has no benefit.
And he gives them the company work for Shabbos.
No. What? No, Shabbos is Shabbos. Let's not mix one with the other, because then it becomes a completely different shir. Now, I was. There is another chiddush, and this is my chiddush, that I think, in a way, decreases the possibility of the shach, but it only helps in the case of being a partner, which is the following. Raw meat. We're talking about raw meat. Is raw meat something that maybe someone will eat it? Is raw meat edible at all? So if we look at Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim, Siman Shin Ches Sif Lamed Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says that raw meat is not mukta. Not mukta. Why? Because some people have the custom of chewing raw meat. So according to this, the Shach stands. Now the Mishnah Brura on the very place, Siman Shin Ches, Mishnah Brura Sif Kotten Kuf Chof Hey, Mishnah Brura Paskins, the Bismaneno, in our day and age, raw meat is mukta. Why? Because people don't eat it. Shabbos. On Monday it's not mukta. Not a problem at all. Not Yom Tov at all, of course, because Yom Tov you can cook. But on Shabbos, we're talking about Shabbos, Ilchos Shabbos. Shin Ches is Ilchos Shabbos. Yes. So he says, Mishabura says, it's mukta. And so paskins the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchaso, and so paskins Rav Shmuel Zalman Meirbach, and so paskins Rav Pinchas Bonner in his Sefer on Hilchos Mukta, on page 100, footnote 15, quoting Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, if we have this array of poskim saying that raw meat is mukta because it can't be eaten, what do I do with the shach? What do we do with the shach? So you can't. It's not something. I don't know. But I couldn't. I didn't. I write over here. I don't have the shoulders to pass him on this one. So I spoke to Moira Rabbi Rav Osher Weiss Shlita. I spoke to Rav Osher, and this is Shuvah Rav Osher sent me back. Rav Osher is masking with me, Baruch Hashem. He agrees with me. And he ends his shuvah, and he brings another, he brings a chasam sofer I had not mentioned in my own shuvah. And Rav Osher says like this, he concludes the shuvah by saying, V'nira le'aloche, and it looks, it seems to me that the aloche is, the vaday, he writes, vaday, it is obvious, mutar lo'y lekabel alatzmoy tafkid ze, it is mutar for him to take on this employment, Ketzochir u'menayel, as a salesperson and as a manager, u'kefi sheposag amudu iro le'doiru le'doiris, oylam chasam sofer, according to the psak of the chasam sofer that he mentions in his tshuva, v'zoi zetnai shachin einu emet bechanud u'mecher basar pigulim, u'machal zoi z'ela oisek betafkid einyur. As long as he's not there in the shop, behind the counter, selling himself, if he's not there present, on the shop, selling, if he's in the office, managing the business, it's not a problem at all, he can do it. But he can't be a frontline salesperson. Says Rav Osher further, he says, however, im adain loy tiye parnosotu imetzuya, if his parnosa will not be enough by being an employee, elim ken yikabel achuzim bachevra, unless he becomes, his parnosa will only be sufficient if he becomes a partner in the company. We need to draft a proper contract. We need to come up with a proper contract. Why? And the contracts, the partnership contract should say that he has a share in the revenue and the income and the profits of the company, but he does not own the forbidden foods. And in this sit in a situation like this, yes, lehake leanius daiti. We can rule leniently and allow him to even become a partner if that is what he needs in order to arrive at the end of the month and pay every single one of his bills. I thought this was a very geschmack shiloh when I got it. I got a tremendous annoy from it, and that is what I wanted to share with you today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your time.